This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Do you guys know what month we are celebrating here? It is National IBS Awareness Month.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fun facts about irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome is a lot like an old man ordering an egg salad sandwich and a glass of cold milk at a questionable truck stop / deli on I-80 in Kansas. You want to make sure you're close to goods and services when that dam decides to break. First, you feel the pressure build as it takes the switchbacks through your intestinal tract. And when it gets to the finish line, you better be buckled onto that porcelain god as you start to pray and spray.
My God. So just to clear the air there, irritable bowel syndrome is a common disorder that is uncomfortable but not dangerous. It changes your bowel movement patterns and makes your lower belly hurt. Your bowels may move more or move less depending on what you go through there. Foods that you eat and your emotions can sometimes trigger your symptoms, and taking medicine and changing the foods that you eat may help your symptoms. What causes it? Certain foods that you eat and your eating habits may trigger or worsen your symptoms, such as fatty meals, including fried foods, food that your body can't easily break down, such as wheat, dairy, beans, chocolate, coffee, tea, artificial sweeteners,
good stuff,
or certain fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Eating very large meals, eating too quickly or waiting too long to eat. Your emotions, such as stress, anxiety, and depression, and fear can also cause it. Medicines, hormones, and the symptoms are dull aching or cramps in your lower belly that get better after you poop, feeling that your belly is bloated or swollen, constipation or diarrhea, a change in the texture of your stool, slimy substance in your stool, and a feeling that you're not getting all of the stool out of your body. That's IBS. Now some fun facts about irritable bowel syndrome. Let's see here. IBS can only be diagnosed by a medical professional, they say. Approximately 20 to 40% of all visits to gastroenterologists are due to IBS symptoms. For those with IBS, an additional burden comes from living in a society where the word bowel may scarcely be spoken. Individuals must cope with the multiple symptoms that affect every aspect of their lives. Those around them may be unaware of the impact or even the existence of the disorder. Yeah, it's not all.
Shout it out.
Humbowel.
It's our humbowel movement.
4 out of 5 people reported pain as the most frequent factor contributing to the severity of their IBS.
I had a friend. She probably still has it. It doesn't go away. And that was the thing.
Just hurt like hell.
She was in pain.
Yeah. God.
I just know they got to poop a lot.
They do. And like, urgently so. I feel like it's not one of, you know, you and I can brew one up and like, oh man, in about 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to have to lay this one down.
Correct.
It sounds like for them, it's like, it's like, you know, Miles drinking his cocktail there to go in for a colonoscopy.
Wasn't that why they changed that rule in the state of Washington, that, like, you got to let people use the bathroom?
Really?
Right. Is it the drummer? Somebody from one of the bands has it. And he was like, hey man, like, I got to be able to use the bathroom sometimes. It happens so quick.
I remember that. I forget who. But you're right. I forget.
Who's the drummer that's in every band in Seattle?
Matt Cameron.
Is he? Is it? Oh, sorry. I don't want to put that on him if that's not him.
Right? Or are you thinking Crohn's disease?
Sorry, Mr. Cameron.
Let's see some more fun facts about IBS. Nearly 2,000 patients with IBS reported in a survey that diagnosis of their IBS was typically made 6.6 years after the symptoms began.
Damn.
See something, say something, guys. If you suspect it, just go talk to somebody. Treatments are available for IBS to help manage symptoms, but not all treatments work for all people. Through research, better treatments may be found. Although IBS is common in the general population, few seek medical care for their symptoms because, quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
Right.
You know, it's I'm having problems with my pooper. I don't want to go and talk to somebody. Do it anyway.
Problems with my pooper. Yes, if you state it like that.
Don't worry. Your doctor.
Boss, I'm having problems with my pooper.
I would definitely go to the doctor. Yeah. Oh, I've had problems back there. Like that's one that anything in the entertainment and dining area, you know.
Right.
Go to the doctor.
Your doctor has heard and seen it all. If you're trying to keep it from your friends and your family and your loved ones, okay, find a reason to sneak off and go to the doctor. But get yourself diagnosed. Get it figured out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, even if you know, it's one thing to have, like, diarrhea or something, but if you had it, like, two or three days, diarrhea. Like, I'd be like, all right, I gotta go to the doctor. Right. Something's really wrong.
Just go talk to somebody, man. Smell, you ain't feeling well. IBS is unpredictable. Symptoms vary and are sometimes contradictory. Diarrhea can alternate with constipation. Long-term symptoms can disrupt personal and professional activities and limit individual potential. So it's not just diarrhea. Sometimes it's straight constipation.
By the way, Ted, you might want to apologize to Matt Cameron.
Uh-oh.
All right.
It's Mike McCready.
Oh, it's
McCready. Pearl Jam has Crohn's.
Okay.
But right, somehow Matt Cameron has IBS.
That's why I was going there. I was like, I'm pretty sure McCready's the one that's got Crohn's.
Yeah, so. But Ted said Matt Cameron has IBS. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was.
Have neither confirmed nor denied that Matt Cameron has Pearl IBS. Jams?
Matt, please call to clarify.
Yeah, both in Pearl Jam. Somebody at Pearl Jam has tummy issues.
Go ahead.
Tummy issues.
Tell that to Mike.
Which one of y'all got tummy issues?
Got the tummy issues. How you doing, man?
The impact.
You just tummy hurt?
You got a little tummy ache there?
Yeah, want a little milk? That'll help smooth it out.
You want a hot pad for them cramps? The impact of IBS can range from mild inconvenience to severe debilitation. It can control many aspects of a personal, emotional, social, and professional life. Persons with moderate to severe IBS must struggle with symptoms that often impair their physical, emotional, economic, and educational, as well as social well-being.
If we're going to date, just ignore the number 69.
Oh, I can't get a job because I'm in the bathroom.
The gun has always gone freshly off. You can't trust it. Stress does not cause IBS. However, because of the connections between the brain and the gut, stress can worsen or trigger symptoms. Okay, I'm sorry. Then that's not a fact. That's incorrect.
But to me, that feels like the same thing. The symptoms are the thing.
The stress itself doesn't do it. Your brain is stressed out, and so then it connects to the gut. So the stress didn't do it. Your brain reacted to the stress. Okay, the stress did it then.
Here's a simple thing. Whatever medical issue you have, seriously, whatever it is, stress makes it worse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that number said, hey.
Brings on anxiety.
Stress out more and this will go away.
And it will go right away.
Sleep right. Less. That's why, like, when you talk about sports, like, you don't go, you know, there's pressure on people, right? Yeah. Like, I like the pressure on me. You don't go, nobody goes, I want stress on me.
No. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stressed out about hitting this ball, but I enjoy the pressure of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one enjoys stress.
Right.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm not stressed before we do new originals. Now, am I nervous? Yes. Is there pressure? Yes. You know, but I wouldn't say it stresses me out. It's like I'm breaking out in hives.
Exactly. No, stress is when the world is on your shoulder and pushing you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stress is, oh man, that paycheck really needs to show up right about now.
Correct.
I might lose the house.
Right.
I don't know what I'm eating tomorrow. That's stress. Oh, mercy. The exact cause of IBS is not known.
It's the IBS monster. My parents told me, hides under your bed, bites you when you're a child. Next thing you know, IBS.
The IBS fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Just visits you one time when you're a kid. Like,
there you go.
You thought it was a tooth fairy, didn't you?
Have you got IBS now.
Ted's going to make fun of your hurt tummy all the time.
But you're not alone. Matt Cameron has it too.
Here you go, Matt Cameron.
Please, can we leave his name out of this?
All right. Ted said Matt Cameron has IBS. Don't worry, you're like a celebrity.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a weird email I get from Catherine.
Did you try to get Ben Shepherd on the show? He probably blew the whole thing. You know?
Oh, we're going to ask him.
Yeah. Matt is not answering my emails. Did you say something about his IBS?
Is Matt Cameron the only drummer that's never not gone without a shirt?
It's a good point.
Yeah. Why does he get a day off?
Who, Matt Cameron?
He doesn't.
Like, if one band stops, the other one's like, we're going on tour.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great gig, man.
He's a workhorse, man.
He is.
Yeah, especially with his IBS. Yeah, that's a fit. Right.
Wow.
Though the exact cause of IBS is not known, symptoms may result from a disturbance in the way the gut, brain, and nervous system interact. This can cause changes in normal bowel movement and sensation. So does that suggest that it's neurological?
Maybe.
You know what
maybe.
I mean? Like, it's...
But even if they know that much.
I hate to sound insulting here, but is it kind of like a mind over matter situation?
Probably not.
Right?
Probably chemical.
Chemical, yeah, very likely. Most likely. Most persons with IBS are under the age of 50, but many older adults suffer as well.
So what does it go away at 50? Is it like AARP in reverse?
No, at that point, they just expect you to ask your parents.
That's right. At that point.
We don't diagnose it at this age. It's just whatever.
No, it just depends, Miles.
Right. Hello.
That's fact.
Yes.
And then this is the number one fun fact about IBS. Matt Cameron of Pearl Jam. Worldwide, it's estimated that 5 to 10% of the population has IBS.
Damn.
All right.
There you go. That's a fun fact right there.
By the way, speaking of Matt Cameron, drummer of Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can vote on them for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's like 2 days left to vote, so that's how we save that.
Good job, Miles.
Seriously, they deserve to be in there.
You are the corporate man right there.
I was just trying to figure out a way for Miles to get that in.
Yeah.
Well done, Ted.
That's I voted.
I voted. What have you done?
Well, I suggested Matt Cameron to begin with.
Ted played the anchor here. He set you up there, Miles.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm taking all the heat.
To be that chick at the
Ted's
bar.
Dumb. You know, he doesn't know who's got tummy issues. I do.
Kayfabe, Miles. Come
that's
on
right,
now.
That's right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.